Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to the Joyful Libra podcast. I'm your host, Mike. And man, oh man, did it snow like crazy here in the UP this past weekend. Wow. So we're here today inside because, quite frankly, I don't want to walk outside. There's still a bunch of snow. It's cold. And I figured, you know what? I've got the location. So why not use it? We're in the Airbnb today, and I love this place. It's very good for getting your creative juices going, getting, you know, sometimes you just gotta step outside of where you're normally at to just be able to focus on one thing. Today I want to talk to you about a quote from Teddy Roosevelt. The quote goes, "Do what you can with what you've got where you are." Okay? Do what you can with what you've got where you are. And it kind of resonates with me because, man, you know, a lot of places they'll say, oh, pick a word for 2023, or every new year they pick a word or a phrase, and sometimes it's growth or confidence or humility. Other times it's strength or valor. So earlier this year, I was listening to a couple of podcasts, and you know, they were talking about what your word is, what your phrase is. My phrase was, what do you have in your hands? So I look at my hands and I think, man, they hurt after working sometimes. The cold sometimes makes them hurt. You know, I've got scars from working in the kitchen, burns, cuts. And I think about it, you know, how many things have my hands touched that didn't do me any good? They just caused pain, suffering, and sadness. And other times I think about how many times, you know, these hands have helped someone. And I would like to think that my hands have been used to help people more than they've been used to hurt people. But I'll never really know. I'll never know. So what's in your hands? What do you have in your hands right now? So as we're coming to the first quarter of 2023 being closed, and me just thinking about that, what's in my hands? I don't need to have all the gear. No, I want all the gear. Trust me, I'm a big camera gear junkie. Same thing with hunting gear and fishing gear. And sometimes I use that as a crutch to say, you know, if I only had the better lens or the lights or, you know, the new scope for my rifle or the new camouflage hunting pattern or whatever it is, the new game camera 3000, whatever it is, the new Canon camera. Or if I need this new business, or whatever it is, I want to think, you know, I use that as a crutch. I say, you know, I don't know, if I had this, then I could do better. If I had that, then I could do better. And all the while, I'm just using those as excuses to not apply myself and not push myself out of my comfort zone. And I don't know if I'm like that. I know that a lot of other people are like that too. So what do you have in your hands in 2023? A lot of times, you know, we have that question. You know, I got people saying, oh, I need a job. Do you have a shovel? Do you have a lawnmower? Or, I need a car. Huh? Do you have a bicycle? Are you able to walk? It might not be convenient, but sometimes the price of convenience makes us lazy, where all we have to do is get back to basics, learn the basics. You know, we've got phones that can do everything for us. Sometimes the best places to go is where your phone doesn't work. So take a look at what you have in your hands and just think about it. What do you have that you could be great with today without having to buy a bunch of extra gear or a bunch of extra equipment? What is it? Like Teddy Roosevelt said, do what you can with what you've got where you are. Start today. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to the Joyful Leaper podcast. I'm your host, Mike. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe. And we still have that big project coming on, and it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be great. And the best part about it is I don't have to buy a lot of stuff for it. Good luck. Thanks for watching.